Então, ficava aqui no telefone.
The Gemara says in Tzachim and that for Chesed and Aleph. The Gemara comments on the practice of Haseba. In modern Hebrew, they call it Hasaba. The Gemara is discussing under what circumstances Haseba is required. So first the Gemara tells us, Matzah requires Haseba. Mora Yitzhar Haseba. We show them explain that which is Zechel Echeirus, Matzah, of course, automatically warrants Haseba. Mora, which is Zechel Abdus, does not require Haseba. The Gemara then poses the question, what about the Dalit Kotzos of Yair? The Gemara presents two opinions, Zechel Haseba, and Zechel Haseba. Initially, the Gemara suggests that it depends on whether we're talking about the first two kosas of Yayin or the last two kosas of Yayin. And the Gemara says that we have two explanations that are in either direction. And the Gemara presents two svaras, why I would require Haseba dafka in the first two kosas and why I would not require Haseba in the last two kosas. The Gemara says, the hashtag become maskala chavis, since we are essentially re-experiencing in the context of the Haggadah, we are vicariously, according to many Rishonim, not just vicariously, we are literally undergoing the process of Geula every single Lev HaSeder. So therefore, the process of Cheres is now in its inchoate moments, and that's why the first two kosas require HaSeder. Mashenke, in the second two kosas, the Gemara might have a Hava. That's one explanation. The other explanation the Gemara suggests is that the last two kosas require HaSeder, Hashto the Gahav Yecheres. Now, the moment of Cheres is extant. Mashenke, in Trey Kasi Kamoi, the Lord HaSeder, Yakati Avodim Hayinu Koma, as Maholi Rabbi Shmuel, as we are familiar with, we're still in the past of Avodim Hayinu. The Gemara therefore concludes, Maskana, Idi Bawa Seba. This is the subject of a lot of discussion in the Ran, and we're showing them how the Gemara came to this Maskana. That's one aspect of the Gemara. A second aspect, the Gemara discusses under what circumstances which individuals require Haseba. The Gemara tells us that Prakdan Moshe Haseba, someone who's lying prone, namely his face upper in the upper direction, facing the sky, that's not called a proper Haseba. One has to do Haseba on the left side, not on the right side. Haseba simin roshim Haseba, lo odol shiyak in kolon leshet. Maybe the food that got through will go down the wrong pipe, and as Rashi comments over here with the epiglottis. And beyond that, ishe tzobay l'boy Haseba, and ishe hashuvi tzlicha Haseba. And the way the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch quotes in the famous comment to the Rav Yoh, the Noshim Shalom and Chashuva said, all our women are certainly aristocrats, and therefore, the distinction between what was and what is the present situation. The Gemara then has the following comment, and this is reminding you of the place in the Gemara, even though I assume that those who are into the Daf Yomi know probably learned this recently. Hashamash she'ochol kizayis matzot shu'leisi yotzo, meisavim or meisavlo. The Gemara says, the shamash, the one who's waiting on others, eats kizayis matzot in a mode of Haseba, he's Yotza. The question is, what does it mean Yotza? Does it mean Yotza the Haseba? Or does it mean Yotza the Ritzah Matzah? The Chum Zum Shemim, the Mishmalav, the Chai Ritzah, a lot of Kedusha Torah said in this Gemara. Namely, is Haseba a prat of the Ritzah Matzah? That Achilas Matzah requires Haseba, Shtiyas Tos Yai requires Haseba, because they represent the idea of Cheres. And therefore, why am I involved in Haseba? Because Haseba is clearly connected to these mitzvahs, to the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, to the mitzvah of Shtiyas Kos Yayin, etc. And in the Rambam, it's clearly mashma that Haseba is a prat in the mitzvah of Tzibur Tzias Mitzrayim. The language of the Rambam seems to be pretty self-evident. The Rambam writes when he speaks about the mitzvah of Haseba, so there the Rambam uses the following language, an imperative language. From Tzibur Matzah, he writes, when he discusses the mitzvah of Tzibur Tzias Mitzrayim, we mentioned already a number of times that there are two separate mitzvahs, one is called Tzibur, one is called Zechira, and the Chaim Vizki has the famous Tzibukim between Tzibur and Zechira that are annotated by the Engel Bracha, by Tamarachi, the Tzibur and Bracha, and you say that, and the nice and easy already preceded them, the Haggadah of the Tzibur, he already points out these Tzibukim that we mentioned already a number of times. Tzibur means that you narrate to others. Zechira is simply a personal remembrance that I had. Secondly, Tzibur is always Zachary. Pasuk has the beginning of Parshas Bo. The mountain suffered. The other didn't call Bedin Kol. It's Hashem. It's Halal. It's Mitzrayim. It's Hashem. There's also say Shesam Tibam Bintatus Yani Hashem. Zechira does not need to involve others in the process of Zechira. And beyond that, we mentioned that Sipur requires, of course, as the we know from the language of the Mishnah in Tzachim, as the language of Rambam and Mishnah, כל המעריך, בדברים שאירו ושאלים סבלם ומעריזה בשובה. The idea of Sipur is not just an exercise in narration, but it's essentially an exercise in Talmud Torah. We are involved in the study of Torah in depth, and the Lashon of the Mishnah, Kol HaMarech, not just as the Rambam writes, the Zohar She'iru, but Bidrash Zeh, Harizah Meshubach. What we are doing, we are taking essentially a Pasha, a Komishna Pasha in Kisavu, the Pasha of Akar Sateh, the Sotinuch writes, and the Amban writes, and the Kuzari writes, all the Shem writes clearly, the Pasha of Akar Sateh, which is Aram Yavid Abi, ויהיה מצוינו, ויהיה בשם נמצאים לה, ויהיה שם בגלל גודו, הוא תגיד את הפרשה, הוא דה שלי את, they're employing at the beast, it's that parasha, that will be essentially, it's the bulk, the very epicenter of the God is that, the sort of across the top, of course, is involved in Sibur. So Sibur is not just a question of narrating, but it's a question of Talmudic exegesis. Again, the idea that one should be involved in drash, one should be involved actually in Limud HaTorah, exercise in Limud HaTorah. But I'm able to stop and be it's yes, it's time, there is a Meshubah. That lashon, a predictor, requires a lot of analysis, which I won't subject you right now. That might be a little bit of tzar b'chayim. But BTF Mitzrayim implies that one has to literally become involved. One has to become ensconced. Not just a question called Marva, the Sapir, BTF Mitzrayim. No, but BTF Mitzrayim. One has to delve into it. And the greater the Omek, the greater the depth, of course, the greater the Kima Mitzah, as far as the Halacha of HaSeid is concerned. So if you look at the Rambam a bit later, the Rambam then tells you, in the context of this mitzvah of Tzivut Mitzrayim, so the Rambam goes on, and when he describes the dinim that apply to Haseba, he continues, and he goes on in this first set of halachas in Perek Zayin Chametz Matzah. I just read parts of halacha Aleph, and halacha Beis he tells you about the Dal Bonim, and halacha Gimel he tells you about the shinuyim that are done on this night, Koyes Gozim, that I spoke about actually another shiur. And then the halacha dal tells the halachos rabbi Shmuel, the hasel the glutz of tzayim b'shevach. What's that? And then the halacha Abraham calls the Mishnah that if you don't say shoshu dvaram erev the pesach v'yotzei echol also, what chiyuv are you not yotzei? That's a big machlokes among the rishonim. Most rishonim like the Rambam that the chiyuv the one who's not yotzei is the chiyuv of sibur yetziyat mitzrayim. Rambam says at the end, shoshu dvaram bidrash parsha zor arizu b'shevach, what I just mentioned, and then with dvaram ha'elo kulam nikraim hagada. This is all under the rubric of Haggadah of Sibir Tzias Mitzrayim, namely all the above, the Alabonim, and then continues the Rambam. And he's going to risk it up and apply and comment on the whole Gavadah Chayavad and Blehar Shasatzmo. He pointed out the language of the Rambam is not in Liros, where the Mishnah writes, but one has to be demonstrative about it. Blehar Shasatzmo, Kiibu, who? Be'atzmo, that's the language of the Rambam. Yotzo, Ato, language of the Rambam. You should be trying to come like the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not the same. She never was son of And the Rambam goes on to say, "Halacha Zayin." So this is the Pesach clearly is a consequence, is an outgrowth of the previous halachas that the Rambam spoke about. Halacha Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hei Vav, namely Hasaba or Haseba, as we know it, is essentially a key of Tzibis Yetzer Zayin. It's part of the mitzvah Tzibis Yetzer Zayin. Question: How do we chant the Gemara? Hashamash Ochal Tzayin Matzah Haseba. Meisavim or Meisavav? Does that mean? If I do a seba, so I'm yetzer b'litzvah b'seba. But does it mean meisavim leisavim? If I don't do a seba, something is lacking in the kima mitzvah achilas matzah. Something is lacking in the kofs of dal yai. Now, for me, it would be a seba, so you shouldn't put it out in shmolach and halacha. Must I be chozer on achilas matzah? If I didn't do a seba, if I didn't eat matzah b'seba, I didn't drink wine b'seba, is that considered to be le'ikuma? Is that something which is absolutely indispensable? That's the question. But you see from Rosh Hashanah, that the din of Haseba is a halacha, as I said, is Sibur Yetziyat Mitzrayim, and whether Haseba is an independent mitzvah or it's a mitzvah which is part of a larger kiyum, so that, as I said, is totally on the question that I just mentioned, whether Haseba is a separate mitzvah or part of a larger context of another mitzvah. The Rambam clearly indicates that Haseba is part of the package of Sibur Yetziyat Mitzrayim, and that has many nafkamin of halacha, and perhaps we'll get to some of them. I'm just starting to read now in Tafayin Day, the Mishnah Berurah. If I have Mr. Brewer, if you don't mind, if you know by heart, it's even better. But then here, top line basic follow. So then we have the following halacha. Mr. Brewer, Mechaber says, he quotes, there should be one here. Very good, check that. Yi yeshulchan orach nivay yoyin, v'nedrechom yam yishay techsha. Right away we encounter the issue that's mentioned already at Tetzim Sochem, at Tari Tess, the beginning of Avon Sochem. Namely, normally we have a dinner of Tetzim Shabbat, Tetzim Yom Tov. Could the Rav have shown in Tosef Shabbos, eating after Shabbos, Yom Kippur, the Din Rabbanon, not the Din Raisam? Shish Rambam is only by Yom Kippur. When you have a Tosef, a Chamish Shemunim, that's a Din Raisam. So all the other dinner rabbon, the Gemara is machlokes. A number of places in Shas, the Gemara refers to machlokes panoim. We learn to take the Shabbos and Yom Tov, what its status is. Question is, what about Leil HaSedek? Is there a concept of Tosefesh? Because the text is called Tzayim Tzayim Tes on the days. He quotes the Gemara in Brachos in the fourth paragraph. The Gemara says, that Rab Tzol Shal Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos. So obviously we have a couple of Shabbos earlier. There is such a concept of being a couple of Shabbos earlier. Now the question is, what about on Leil HaSedek? Is there a concept of Tosefesh Yom Tov on Leil HaSedek? In general, the issue of Tosefesh Yom Tov in general, Tosefesh Shabbos is something which is a striking concept. The din is that even a culture was sufficient for Tosefesh Shabbos. I think the Minigin Futsars, I believe, was to light candles 18 minutes before, if I'm not mistaken. Here, many had the practice of lighting 40 minutes before. That's a very good minig. It's a minig of Shalayim, and it's a minig that was established by Dovi Yisrael of yesteryear, one that's denied to do to usher the Shabbos. There's no question about it, but the Tosefesh itself, in and of itself, is a subject of a lot of discussions. The famous tshuva of the Netziv, the Mishnah Bava. The Netziv was asked the Shaila, and he asked the following question, which is a very fascinating question, that a woman, that she lit candles on Erev Yom Tov, and then what happened was that subsequently she received a telegram. She probably don't know what that is. It's such a concept called Mivrak. The
new app, it's like, what's that?
Telegram. Ah, okay, I don't know what that means, but I know what telegram is. Anyway, so they sent the telegram, and it told her to the effect that that someone in her family passed away that she was required to sit shiloh for. And so right away, after she lit candles, because the din is that a woman is makabel yom tov and Shabbos, not like a man. That's the talking of the heart, talking of the heart, talking of the heart. That's what the talking of the heart means, makabel Shabbos with tila. Whatever tila is makabel Shabbos with, whether it's the din of the Gemara, the barkel, or it's perhaps the chadogi, the end of the chadogi, or perhaps it's mitzvah shiloh and Shabbos, and that means my father. The Ben Zedrach is meaning what to stand for all those three. That's what I do. I stand for Mizmah Shir and Adaydi, and I stand for Bakul as well, because they all constitute Kabbalah Shabbos. They require Amidah, that's the discussion in Poskim and Shemalah. So the Tzid received this telegram, and the telegram indicated the woman received the telegram and indicated that someone passed away. She immediately sat Shiva for the few moments that were left before Yom Tov went ahead and was Chal. And now the question is, does Yom Tov now come? The Gemara says that also Yaseh the Rambam is not Yaseh the Yom Tov. Yaseh the Rambam, the Samach and the Chagecha overrides if the Vavelos is called before Yom Tov, then Yom Tov completely wipes out the Avelos at the Tatum Ramacha. But if Yom Tov already took effect, then of course we defer the Avelos to the Yom Tov, after the Chag. The basic Gemara says that also Yaseh the Yom Tov is not Yaseh the Rambam. Yaseh the Yom Tov, the Samach and the Chagecha overrides Yaseh the Rambam, actually goes to Pasuk Yibiyo, Eivel Yom Tov Asiloch. So that's the question. So the Tzid clears the Hakira and says the Talmud is talking about the Testament of Ben. That place is there. I'm not learning it right now. That would require a few more hours. But anyway, that place is talking about the discussion on this issue. Namely, what is the nature of Tzid Yom Tov?
What's that?
The Testament of Ben. I don't know. The first time I have talk is I'm not holding it up here. But anyway, the Testament of Ben is there to discuss this question. The issue is the following. What's the nature of Tzid Yom Tov? Or Tzid Shabbos for that matter? Are we able to go ahead and extend the Shabbos and extend the Yom Tov? That's not possible. Yom Tov has this Yom Tov established as by Klal Yisrael, the Kaddish Shabbos Zmanim, but then of course we have clear time on our calendar when Yom Tov is Chal. Shabbos is also Shabbos. Shabbos. We don't really have any partner whatsoever. Yom Tov, that's what Meshach Hoffman points out. Meshach Hoffman in Pashas, in the context of Shemitah, the day of actually Shabbos. He knows that Shabbos is likened to Shemitah, Derech Kol Shemitah, Shabbos Hashem, Putin and Bahar, Mashiach and Yom Tov, Kedet to Yevel, the Kibashtem, the Shnatz of Hamishim Shon, of course, in Zohar, Baruch Shachon Yashrael, Yevel Uzi Yalachem, the Shabbos Mishal Achuzos, the Rishon Mishpat, the Shubo, so Yom Tov is the deal of the Kibashtem, the story of the Kedusha that we give, that Kol Yisrael gives. We went out the Kaddish Yom Tov, and felt in the Yom Tov, the Mashu Chaser, something's missing in the other itself. But anyway, so the question was, the text itself, and Tadi Tess, deals with this issue, namely, what is the nature of Tosefesh Shabbos Yom Tov? Is it simply that I can go ahead and ask it upon myself malacha? I accept upon myself to eat some malacha during that extended period of time. But I can't go ahead, I can't impose a positive kedusha. It's not in my control. It's the Yad Hashem of the Yad Kol Yisrael. So it's not something I can do. Or no, did he say that here actually I'm able to go ahead and literally impose, I have the ability to go ahead and impose the Raya Tosefesh brings on Pashu the Raya. From the Sugi, the fourth paragraph of Brachos, Rav told Shoshav Zeh of Shabbos and made Kiddush. And Kiddush had to do with Isim Rocha. Mikro Tadish Yalachem, Tamalach is Arayel Esasa, the Apostle of Nimrod. So it's clear that the idea of Kiddush, the idea of Kiddush is connected to Isim Rocha. So apparently, Not just Isa Balacha, but it might be like a mid-kiddush, perhaps it goes even further. I have a suda, I have a meal. Many people have a concept of early Shabbos. Kashavati, I heard there's such a notion in the world of early Shabbos. I said, I mentioned a few times, 29 weeks, why you shouldn't do it. But then I was Malam, it's listen, I thought yourself also. I believe we have to do that. That's the function of all wonderful Jewish, the Malam, it's listen, I thought yourself. So each time there's a reason. And then I later on discovered the kunches of Zidbai, Adrena Schlesinger, the Rabbi Gilo. And I actually said that same with the Chassan once I met it. And we discussed this issue in about 3 hours. Anyway, so it's very fascinating, many, many reasons. But we have to find a way to be Malam, it's listen, I so I've never done it in my life. It's my religion. But many people have this religion and they have such a concept, but they've done it actually earlier. And he wrote a kuntres, he pointed out to me, and later on he sent it to me. Now, the kuntres that he wrote, where he basically indicated there are many problems with this extending Shabbos earlier. Okay, that's not my issue right now, but anyway, back to the Nitziv and back to the Nidrach. So that's the question of now, what about the Al-Seder? So that's what the Mechaber writes in. All my Shabbos Yom Yomtiv, we could have a Shabbos in Pagan Minkah so much earlier. Here you can't do that. Here you have to go ahead, Dafka, and wait till nightfall. There's no concept of places Yomtiv. What's the reason for this in the Magad Avraham? Right over here, actually, Safai Beis, Magad Avraham calls it to a Sadeshin. The Sadeshin says that the time is because since Kiddush is the first of the Dalat Kosos, the Gemara says that Arba Kosos, Hakiri Abolan, four Kosos, Chazal, Nisaki, and you have to be there, Kairos. Kiddush is the first Kos. And the kosos have to be dafka by Laila. The four kosos have to be drunk dafka at night time. The kid is drunk earlier. This man of Sibit yesterday. Therefore, I have to be matanis by Laila. I have to dafka away till nightfall to go ahead and make Kiddush. And therefore, even though the Taz writes another time, the Taz brings the time, matzah over there that matzah during the Pesach. He writes a matzah similar to the Gan Pesach. And it says Pesach is only by Laila. Call mitzvah Laila hukshu zelazeh. Take the kosos and talk them as well. The old mitzvah laila compared one to the other, and since after the current Pesach has taken place at night time, so the kiddush has to be b'shura shavuah lechol matzah. At the time of matzah to be eaten, therefore we have matzah by laila there, and matzah is also by laila, and therefore that has to take place after by laila. Even though we don't really understand what does that have to do with kiddush, not kesher the kiddush, you one could ask. That has to do with the question of the hacking between Pesach and matzah. That I do understand. But again, if you look at that Rambam that I mentioned a moment ago. That the Rambam tells you that the here it is as well. The chiyuv of drinking dal kosos because five of the haris asatzon kibuyotzon mitzrayim. Is the Rambam held that each kos was this done on a separate bracha by itself, and dal kosos a bracha, which means that only from these kosos is the person demonstrating kibuyotzon mitzrayim. Not sam shdias kosos shayayim, but rather dafka dal kosos a bracha demonstrates this idea of chayus. And even according to our Gisa we had in our Mishnah. I think that's what most people say. I assume I don't think the exception is Friday. I assume they say Kai Rav Harris is Atma, Kilowatta, and then they do all kinds of acrobatics, all kinds of somersaults, and it goes to base of night to demonstrate what the Rambam says, Maharas is Atma, Russian Hefeel, as opposed to Russian Kal, Bingham Kal, Lirais. But the Russian Mishnah, every year, Lirais is Atma, Kilowatta, and Israel. But anyway, the point is that that Dal Kosis is a din in TVCF Israel, and it's a key in the TVCF Israel, and that's why it requires a saber. And I say it only makes sense if there's a team of civic Mitzrayim. So Chazal, in effect, were very masculine about that. And yeah, Chaim is to say, there's still, of course, enough Chaim that the object is to be Mesader. The object is to go ahead and be Mesader, Dvorim Alakais. That's generally what Kiddush is. See the Dvorim Alakais. It says, Zachos El Shabbos and Kachos, Zachos El Dvorim, the Gemara says. So we're being Mesader, Dvorim Alakais. We're actually arranging it around the kosher bracha. Not just I'm saying Shema. Because that's what the Zachayah is. Zachayah is the Rishonach Kiddush. But it's more than that, I'll never say that. I'll never say that we're fulfilling the mitzvah of Sidur, Death and Trying. There's something far more involved in that issue. And that's, as a matter of fact, we even say, the Gemara said, this market, one of the issues that's raised by the Dialoka, raised this issue, the famous Magad Avraham, Magad Avraham passed it by the person can actually be Yotzei, the Kiddush on Friday night with the Davin, we say on Friday night. But right away, an avalanche of Kashi is asked by this Magad Avraham, by Mechasimba, by the Dialoka, by all the Achrayim. Are very, they jump on the Magad Avraham, how is it possible, this is the Kavanah, but this is the Aisa. Kiddush is the Aisa, Leil HaShabbos. So when no one has Kavanah from the earth, this is Kiddush, when you say, after the Kiddush, it's the Mashiach Mishmecha. Secondly, there are many Kashas, but among the many, one of them is a very famous Kasha. You need, in the Kiddush, you need Zekor and Siyat Mitzrayim. The Gemara Nadi Tzokhum says that has to be included in the Kiddush. We don't have it, after the Kiddush, Zekor and Siyat Mitzrayim. But the fact that the two points out, that Zekor and Masa Bereshis, that's exactly where we are. That is the Bo, Bom, very famous. The different Nuskals, different Yisals, but whatever the case is, you don't have that. So now, again, when the Rambam quotes his halakha, yeah, just indicating that, going back to the basic issue, which is why there's a connection, why the Rambam says over here that the Dechon Yam should text shach, but you have to right away, you should text shach, you have to go ahead. There's no din apparently in places, Yomtev, when it comes to Leil HaSeder. That's exactly what the Taz is pointing out, really. The Taz is really connecting, and even though there's an interesting machlok in the Taz, from what I understand, that, as I said, Kiddush has to be according to the Shosh, we are left on Matzah because it's connected to Sivit Yeshua Tzvayim. That's the key over here. Namely, Kiddush is one of the Dalakasis. Dalakasis is the key to Sivit Yeshua Tzvayim. And then when the Taz says, Kiddush itself has to be by Leila, not only the Shia, but even the Amira. Even the Amira, the Kiddush, that's what the Russian, it says, to the Shalech on the Yamish Yetekhsha. That's exactly what the Makabah points out over here. The Apim, who bebeis HaNedish, Yochum, Mishamitza, Lemaya, Lecho, Beshut, Tinon, Shabayishno. That we mentioned. That's also mentioned by the Rambam in the context of the Sibur. In order that the Sibur should be enhanced, the Sibur should be accentuated. So therefore, that's why we have to go ahead and try our best to chesim es hamatzah. That's Lashon Gemara. Rambam has many chopping on that Gemara. The big machlokes in Mishnah, what it means. Chesim es hamatzah. The Leil HaSeder. This is one of the chopping. The Shulat Yeder. The Shulat Yishno. Avol Yom Kiddush at Shetachshav. The actual Amir. The Kiddush has to be after when it became dark. Namely, at Seder Tachon. But of course, one should try one's best to do so as quickly as one can. Let's just mention, in this context, also in Halakha Beis, which is also an important thing, it's also relevant to this whole issue that we're talking about. Yisani Shulchan Yochid the Kelim Noin Zikoto, very famous Halakha. The Yochim Mikol Mokshavo Sheyeshe Ba'aseba Berachewitz. Ba'afiru Oni Sheyem Okorim, Yeshe Ba'alasapso. So here we have a din that the person has to sit Ba'aseba. The question is, what exactly is Ba'aseba? Wow. What a absolutely... I would call it incredibly cloudy kind of area in our life. How to go about doing Haseba? There's so many different approaches, but Toshib Chad, look at the Mishabu over here, when he speaks about it, he writes, Rosha Muto Vesat Smol Vala Mita Vala Satsol, the current Takas Rosha, Eitzel HaShulchan. When he says Rosha Muto, so someone asks him, what does that mean? Only Rosha? What about Shah Gufo? Of course, Shah Gufo. Not just Rosha. Has to be Shah Gufo as well. No question about it. You look at Rashi Brachas and the Zog of the Days, the Rashi Tzuda, the Zog of the Days, a few places in Shas and the Zivis that clearly, when we speak about this concept we're referring to, and even the Mishnah itself actually is also Mashma, that's exactly what we're talking about. Not just Rosha Muter, but as I said, you also have to act as well the idea of the Gufa Muter, unquestionably. And the Bi'alocha here that writes, the end kill of the Iter. The Bi'alocha has a lengthy discussion of the adopted, some of the Giden, the Adimino. Someone has a stump on his right hand, but someone who has, in effect, got to do the moon, the other end of the question is that what should he do? What should that individual do? If he does have some of the amino, there's a shasha, the Akin Tunnel of Asia, as the Gemara said. Then he might go ahead and be in a master of Sakona. If he doesn't miss more, he's trying to be other, how's he going to eat? Because he can only eat this more. Shehumut Olam, that's impossible. They see that apparently Haseb is not just Hatera Sarosh. That's what you see for the Aloha very, very clearly. But Haseba refers to apparently Hasaba Saguf Gamkeh. Mesa al Saguf, therefore you can't eat with the same Yad Shehumutah Allah, the Yad that he's leaning on, that he's employing on, not able to be on that Yad. You'll see the Bia Mocha that if you do Hasaba properly, then you can't use that Yad of the Saba to give Mesa on. So it comes out, that's how you learn out what the proper way of doing the Haseba is according to the Mishnah Berurah. Whatever the case is, that a person should not be Mesa Babir. That's not called Haseba, that's not called Deacheris. He has a long tshuva. I've been seeing him show that's out. Many, many years ago, I was able to hear him. I'm doing the Sadi Shem Tamo. So after he writes in the tshuva, so let's see how he points this out actually. Now, the Ramon writes further here. You look at Sid Zayin, if you have Sid Zayin Tamo, if you don't mind skipping. The Ramon mentions over here that the Haseba, the person should be Mesa Tola Suda, that one should actually, the entire Suda should be fed in this process of doing Haseba. Now, this is a question. That the Mishabura writes behind the Bakilasa Mishiyasa. The person is eating and drinking, that's what the person should do, to go ahead and do Haseba. What about when I read the Haggadah? So there, the Mishabura quotes in Tuf Ayin Gimel, in the name of the Shlok. In Tuf Ayin Gimel, the name of the Shlok, the Mishabura quotes in Ayin Aleph. He's called in Ayin Aleph. He writes in Kari Kol Haggadah, Eim Amar Baseba Rak Eim Elira. Then he quotes, that should be done, that should be read, the aim of the Yura. He quotes the name of the Shlach Kodesh. But this question that I'm doing has
to be. But how will be different?
The answer is yes. Unquestionably, in general, how has to be said clearly, not the aim of the era, but it has to be said the Shira of Zimra. Hashir Yelachem, Kolel Stadish Tan. That's the problem. It's not an American. That Hashir Yelachem, Kolel Stadish Tan. The question is the Achir Vaseba, the Shira Sahaba. When's the Achir Vaseba? That's the question that all the Postman talk about. Then we assume Haseba is the Shas Matza, the Shas Dalam Pesas, Haseba is the Shas Koyrech. I say the chas of ten, the whole Rishen with a tenant, Rashban, Rashi, the tenant, the Eka, Mitzvah became a matzah. Other Rishen Machovic, Texas Chovic, other Rishen Machovic. They assume that the Mitzvah matzah is divided into two, but the Eka came a Mitzvah matzah at the beginning, when the present Alakhias matzah, Hamotzi Lech and Arts. And then this is something else, an extension of the Mitzvah of Alakhias matzah. But then we have a tenant to do about Saber, it's a shan about Tapas, Dukavit Vaseber. He talks about this. Actually, we are going. Rabbi finds him that's how that's our daughter that I'm absolutely in love with. So thank you. So that Agoda in the Tom Zodi Agoda, which has halachic ka'oras that are absolutely grandiloquent beyond grandiloquent. So here he points out, again, in reference to this, to Kafras, he indicates over here. That the Yochav Aseba, because from the Kiddush of Allah, because from the Yaakov Emdin, because from the Abizram, that should also be eaten by Aseba, but there are many who do not do Aseba for Kaddish. Many do not, what's your minute? I don't know what your practice is. I think many do not do it. Those who do it, Mishum Kaddish. That's one of the reasons for Kaddish. The Gemara says the Kaddish, the Kaddish, the Tinnokas. I think it was, I was told today, not. Anyway, the Kaddish, the Tinnokas. That you have to have the Tinnokas, have to begin to ask questions, and that people. Rashbam said, "Kedesh Yishalu v'Avdi Akera Tuba." That the Tinnok should ask the Kashi, "What's going on? What's happening?" Even though the Gemara seems to be Rashbam, that the Heker is actually the fact that we have Nabil of Shnei Pomim, because one time, even before that, Nabil would not be a Heker. But here, the Mishnah Berurah actually points out already that people eat Yerukah Terem Asuda. That's not the Derech. Not the Derech. Yerukah Terem Asuda. Right away, that's going to prompt questioning on the part of Tinnokas and the part of people who are there. But it seems that Poshim Shat. Why do we eat Yerukah Masuda? The Gare Tava Saleh, to wet one's appetite, W-H-E-T, as opposed to W-E-T. Anyway, to wet one's appetite, the idea is to try to go ahead and create a kind of appetite, a kind of sakhila. That's Derech Heres. That itself counts as Derech Heres, to the Lechol Harbor. I should eat more. And that's called Derech Heres. And then I'll say there, that itself probably will require a kind of Aseba. And the fact of that is that all this is part of the overall umbrella of Tiberius Yisrael Tavis, as I mentioned earlier, and therefore that's why there are many who are annoyed to do Haseba. I think many are annoyed not to do Haseba, if I'm not mistaken. And this Svara, I guess Kagel and other Tavis seems that's all about this matter. He told him, this Svara, it seems I want you to do it, but the meaning is not to do it. The meaning is not to do it by Haseba, by Kaifas, even though it would seem that this Svara, that would be the proper thing to do. Anyway, so here we have in the Shulchan Aruch actually mentioned this concept of Haseba Kol Hasudo. So now the question is b'di'eved. Let's say a person who only makes it b'shas achilas matzah. I only did Haseba when I ate matzah. I did Haseba b'shas bal kesed. What's the halacha? What's the deal? So it comes out that if I don't do Haseba Kol Hasudo, by the way, the Rambam, that's the basis of this is the thought of Rambam. The Rambam writes over here when he speaks about Haseba, Amos I speak of Haseba, b'shas achilas b'shas matzah b'shas bal kesed. The rest of my eating and drinking, if I do it by Seba, so it's wonderful. It's ideal. But in Lava, Arnold says, Ain't no Torah, Masha from the Rambam, that if a person didn't do Seba, call us to go. So you're not guilty of Mitzvah Seba, except to the other. Let's say you're guilty of the other. Someone has said, if the Chavis says that Haseba, call us to go, is only a Mitzvah Ramukha. So it's something that's hard to do, but the minute clearly, I guess, I'm going to know the findings that's how also that was his father. The guy, he just mentioned there, he said he did not do Haseba Kol Hasuda. I never saw Haseba Kol Hasuda done in my entire life. But again, I'm in a very limited time of context. I was with my parents, and then I was with myself and my wife, and my children, good children, for many, many years. I don't see anyone doing Haseba, the measure Kol Hasuda. And then I heard also that, and then I found in the office of Abeno, I found the disciples that's how also writes like that, that the the Kazanish and the Kilsianka, they were not ready to do a Seba called Suda. That's not the practice. I mean, the Poshim Shad, I imagine, because it's not so. How can a person go ahead and do a Seba called Suda? I'm just simply asking on the or what I call the realia. Realia, what does that mean? The reality. That's how does the person go ahead and do assay with the entire suit? It's quite difficult. We don't eat that way, Kasha and Kula. And I imagine even HL Sarim Nikbadit, even those aristocrats, even the, I don't know, what do they do over there by the at the Queen of England? Whatever the case is, it's derech tircha, not derech cheres. So it's derech tircha, not derech cheres. For sure, the pasha, the meaning is not the mesa in kol asuda. And the truth of the matter is, this fits with the Rav Yoh. So the Rav Yoh, the famous Rav Yoh, who comments that today, the Rav Yoh says it's not the meaning of klal. The husband is not the klal. We don't need basleva. It's not done. It's not something that is the practice of Jews relevant to women. That whole discussion, which maybe I will get to eventually. But anyway, there is clearly the practice today is not to do Haseba Kala Suda.
Since we left in Dalakotas and Rasa?
What was that?
What are we left in Dalakotas and Rasa?
Yes, that for sure requires Haseba. Maybe I'll. Let me just, since I'm on my head right now, look in Dalak for a second. In Dalak, it says over here, in Safai Day, it says Dalak. But he writes in the pattern. Isha Enga Tzicha HaSeba HaMkeh Mi Chashub. Chala, Allah Shum Shalom HaMkeh Mi Chashub. That Ramah saved us. Otherwise we'd be in a lot of hard water. And he quotes this from the Mordechai. Mordechai. As it's known. Beginning of Rabbi Tzofi. Akulei Noan Gula HaSeh Kisom Kal Dini Rabbi Yod. The custom is Man HaZeh Enga HaSeh. So the Rabbi Yod wanted to say that's not the meaning. Our Chashub would say that this is a Shver statement. And he quotes here from Rav Yoh, the man of Zeva Hosef. He writes, it's not a, he contends that, why adopter Noshim Sonic and Rav Yoh? What about Anoshim? What about the male gender? Why is it limited to the female gender? Yes, that's the Gevaldi and Kashi. Why does he say that? Lo Nagum, so that applies to both men and women. There's no gender issue over here.
He looks so much after his
master. Okay. I can discuss that, but I won't have enough time. there's a comment I heard from Hagarita Levinsohn, Shlita. He told us to me, I actually went looking for it, but I couldn't exactly find it. But he told us to me, there's a, this requires a lot of discussion, what Rabbi Weiss just mentioned.
I hear you.
I'm sorry?
I hear you.
Yes. Okay, you're compelling me to go into it. There's a question why women today don't do Adan and Ram HaSeva. So the Ramah says, the Mahatma says, the womb doesn't require much of Shkosha. And the Ramah says, all women are Kosha. All women are Kosha. Achlo Nadu. The thing is not to do HaSeva because there's something on the Rabbi on the question that Hashem raises, why is there a distinction between men and women? The meaning is all HaSeva. Rashbam quotes two explanations why women don't do HaSeva. One explanation is, as Rashbam says, quote from the Rav Yoh. The other explanation is that that women are, you alluded to it, but I want to just address the whole issue since already Rabbi Weiss compelled me to do so. Yes, yeah, so I heard the name of Rav Nevinson. He said it over from his Rebbe, Agoy Vashon Zalman Rebbe Azatzal. I think a rather massive Kiddush. I want to see if I can somehow re-articulate what he said, what I heard from him many years ago. That in general, that Shlomo Zalman held that the parties of Zingobus, it's not appropriate to be known as Sarara. It's not crazy, it's not to be Ruach Shalchan Yisrael to act aristocratically. We should really, shall we say, lie low. We should not be violent. We should not go ahead. There are many Gemaras that would indicate this as well, that would indicate that that's the correct passion, with one exception, Leil HaSeder. Leil HaSeder is a Leil Meromam. It's an elevated kind of night. We have to be sameach. We have to see ourselves, giving us something inside, as we mentioned. And therefore, when the Kabbalah gives us Hayyad, everything is mutter. And on the contrary, the din is that if I have, as the Kabbalah said here in Vez, the Sadhu Shulchan, you have to get a night. The very famous comment that the Mishnah calls from the Maril. The Achrayim mentioned the Mother Avraham, mentioned the Maril. And even though he had Mashkonos and Nochim, the Kerem Noyim, the doctor put them out. Normally, I can't use a Mashkon collateral. Something he gives me as collateral. Correct. I'm a Malder. I lend money to a non-Jew, and he gave me collateral. Didn't have mashkel. Certainly, I'm not using the mashkel. It's much more the status. And what I have status at is that I'm a shem kibush. I'm a sofer. I'm a shoyel. I'm a chodesh rishon. I'm a chodesh tafoskin. But in terms of my usage of it, I can't use it. I'm not allowed to use it. Pesach night, the Ravil, that's what we should do a kolsi and sitkot involved. Pesach night, the Hovel Hosam Hosam Al Shulchan the Yukon the Smach Viriyasam. a tremendous simcha putting the mashkan on the table. So the fact of the matter is that even though the takana of haseba remains with doros, and the fact is that they bisman chazal, let's say bisman chachomim, so they were meisiv. Again, who was meisiv? Only Ashirim. People are bali slora, people are aristocrats, people are very very high level, socioeconomic level. They were half meisiv. But then you don't really have such a concept that I'm going to show Zalman about. Ashirim don't need to be meisiv. It's not our fact to be meisiv. But still, chachomim again. On the second, if you show Dafko, I'm going to say there slora. There should be a sense of. Aristocracy that should not be prevalent on the Seder Daf. Even though that Takana remained with Duras, but the Shulchan says here that we have Megal Maseva, namely women. Isha and Tzricha Seva says here in Shulchan Aruch, and here in the Gemara, who will be Chayim Maseva. But the reason that Rabbi Weiss mentioned a moment ago, that this is the Russian, that Chazal is not living, Isha is Pupu Labayla, that since she's Kofa, that's an Azamba, since she's Kofa for her husband, she's, shall we say, I don't want to use that language because I'm politically correct. So therefore, she is assisting her husband. So because she's assisting her husband, she doesn't do haseba. But Isha Hashuba does haseba. And the fact of the matter is that all our women are serving Nashim Hashubas and Shim Sabbath. We're very Doros. The generation, women are Jewish women are Kosher. The reason why, again, because there's so much on the Rav Yoh that is Manenu, Enfi, Haseba, Kalal. But then the question is, so why? That's where we got the notion. That's the kasha of the Aruch HaShulchan. So apparently the assumption is that the Tanaim was not called Derech Eretz. I heard Rav Levinson told me in the name of Shlomo Zalman, now it's not called Derech Eretz, it's called Derech Inui. He said to go and have to do, to sit and eat Haseba, which is very uncomfortable, that to go and recline one's entire body and at the same time be able to eat and drink, that's something which is really difficult to do. But obviously Rishon don't agree with that. They assume that still, is the Takanas Chazal, and the Takanas Chazal is not both of them. It's not coming from those words. Now the question is, make a taste of the Chalik Ben Noshim Al Noshim. I'm just accentuating the Kashi Ben HaShulchan. I'm just strengthening the Kashi Ben HaShulchan. So women are Chayim Mitzvah Laila. So the Chayim is all Mitzvah Laila, correct? Mm-hmm. Just like we know that Chazal says, Tosh Yesh No Matar Vachan Yesh Al Kuna Chomatsa, and the one is talking. And maybe just like you have to see me brought to Tosh Yesh Al Shom Yesh Al Tocha, but then I say the Chayim Mitzvah Laila. See, it's here to try and Zagan say it. What the status of the time as well. But now the question is, what's the difference? So here's what Shlomo Zalman suggested. I'm just trying to formulate in my mind, I haven't heard it in years. But I've never said it over a few times. So he said, and he thought this was the real shot in the Shulchan Aruch, namely, that really we should be mavato the minig of Haseba. It should be today, null and void, doesn't seem to be something that has relevance. But since it's on Chazal, the minig was to do Haseba, so we can't be mavato such a minig. But regarding women, in Nei Chazal, it wasn't Nohu that women did Haseba. That was not the practice, the Nei Chazal. There were many women that were kafu from the Balayim, and the only ones who did Haseba were Nashim Chashuva, were women who are of an aristocratic bent, who had a kind of a bent, a kind of a inclination. So it comes out that Chelek Minoshim Hesebu, the Chelek Lo Hesebu. Some of them actually did Hasebu, some of them never Hasebu. Never, even the number is to go ahead and do Hasebu. Even though all our women are all Chashivos, the meaning is not to do Hasebu. I mean, if we are going to be done beside Mashahim, it's my name, but today it's not very Chelek. On the contrary, we said it's going to create difficulty for a woman if she's going to have to do Hasebu. But the problem is that we are Chayim Hasebu, Takar Chazal, so we can't be parted from it. But since it wasn't the meaning of women to do Hasebu, so therefore, undoubtedly, their women were also Hashivos, and there were those who did them. So that's what it means. Now she's done. So it's all around Yah. And the Mesegos, as he says, the trap of Shimon Aruch, why there's a different distinction between men and women to answer the kasha of the Aruch Hashuvah. Okay, let's just say one last thing. I said I would end at this time. I think I can't see, but the clock is very large over there, so I can't see. Anyway, so there's a last comment that was just made regarding this matter. Namely, that here also I saw in Shulchan Aruch actually, and this probably, I think I'm going to have to, just because someone asked me today regarding Sif Dalit. It says over here in Sif Dalit that he asked me if they asked me Tana. What's the difference of Tana regarding Haseba? That's a good kasha. We don't find actually the Mechaber mentioned here in Topa and Beza. That's there, Misha and Sif Haseba, and Kedi Hashiva. I'm also calling Misha Shalono, Misha Hashiva, then he quotes the Rav Yoh, and his Mazen Lahasib. Now, see, hey, Then it's a lot of Zarach HaSebo. I feel the Rabbi Mubo, that's the Gemara. Now the Rabbi Zarach HaSebo, I feel the Rabbi Mubo, that we can eat to the Rabbi Mishus. So now the question is, what's the status actually of Tani? So we don't find explicitly a statement regarding Tani. What does Tani do? Pashas, what would have said of the Svara, that there's no Rabbi? Of course they have to go ahead and do HaSebo. A din of chinuch, the Moshan Kol HaMitzvah. What's the difference? Why is there a difference between this mitzvah and the other mitzvah? But it could very well be. Actually, he writes about this in the Mordim of Man. Adonai Shtemosh. He has a comment. He said it could be that since when it comes to, as I said, when it comes to chashuvim or ben melachim, tanim don't sit baseba. So therefore, there will not be for them called derech eretz. But it really depends on the. And again, what the mitzvah of chinuch is, really assume that the chiyuv on the father, which essentially is what seems to be the pashuv chad of chinuch, what's the chad of chinuch? But whether, machon is a rishayim, machon rashi takes in the gira, the test of the man, that's still gira, who's mechiyuv the mitzvah of chinuch? Is the mechiyuv of chinuch the father, plus the pashuv chad? Or the chiyuv is lies involved on the son himself, and the child himself, mechiyuv the chinuch. But assuming that the father is mechiyuv the chinuch, what's the obligation? Lahar gira, to go and give him, give us the mitzvah, when he becomes of age, he should have time to I quoted the ritual the other night. And the ritual says that Mahud the ritual of Avon, Kabyanki point out to me, I have a ritual. And the ritual says you have to do the mitzvah the way it's going to be done when it's going to double, namely to the full success. Not, and I discussed it in the context of Friday morning, that's what I thought about. In terms of Mahud, the ritual of Avon, the mitzvah, but that's also included in that. But anyway, so the he just said the chiyuv is on the father to remind you with the mitzvahs in order to be kind and become the way. So then, having them, even be done, he should be kind and not say what. But again, I think that Pasha Pshad, not before the age of 9, before the age of 10, I can't imagine they would be in that Pasha of being Rogo Bukhinov regarding this particular issue. Okay, we know that tomorrow, hopefully I'll continue and some other halachas, maybe a bit more in Haseba, and then maybe a bit related to Dal Tetzis, so we can more or less overview a couple of years.
So,